Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast as we learn lessons thanks to Kenny and social media.
Lisa wanted to know if she's just old, and a lot of people said yes.
Why are we titling this episode of Can't Beat Kelly as
No Mercy?
Yeah, you'll find out. Throwback Thursday, setting the bar stories, and a bunch more.
Enjoy your podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
As we're heading into Labor Day weekend, we are enjoying this weather and the fact that football cards are opening up competition this weekend. We've got college football is back in full force this weekend, and it's going to be mild temperatures, and it's feeling like it's October here this weekend, this Labor Day weekend, as highs are only going to tip into the early low 80s, lows in the 50s. So that's exciting.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So it should look good, by the way, for tonight. I don't know if you're headed out to the Bats. Maybe here's an excuse to do that. The Columbus Clippers are in town, and we're going to be out there. I'm going to be throwing a first pitch, which is you were supposed to be with me, but I understand. We're not going to harp on that.
Okay.
But this is the I played baseball in high school and a little bit in college, but I haven't thrown a baseball in probably a decade.
So here's
there's no reason for me to do that.
I brought a couple gloves.
Well, I brought one. Mine.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
In case. I brought two just to, as a backup.
Look at this. This is my old baseball glove. Yeah, I found
mine's,
it.
Mine's in that condition.
I found it in the shed. It needs a little oil. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And then I did find a baseball, and I have no idea how I got this baseball or where I got it, but anyways, I got it.
So we're gonna warm you up today. We're going to practice.
Yeah, maybe this
You're
isn't
be
something
good
that's
to go.
On the air because that
no,
would,
it'll
that
have
be
to because
boring.
We'll have to go. There's like a field across the street. It's like got a lot of space.
But yeah,
lot of space.
Throwing out the first pitch tonight, so that'll be kind of cool.
We're gonna warm you up. We'll get video so everyone can see what kind of a shape you are, just in case it goes sideways tonight.
Just in case I 50 cent it.
Just in case you 50 cent it tonight.
Or Carly Rae Jepsen it.
We'll have some video of some good throws.
Or Snoop Dogg it. I think those are three that come to mind that botched the first pitch.
Sure. You're not going to do that, though, Sparky. You're going to be in tip-top shape.
I just want to make it all the way to the plate.
That's
you know?
Always the goal.
That's all I want to do. I want to do it without skipping. I don't want to cause Buddy the Bat to run around and try to catch the thing.
We're not expecting you to zing a strike. But just be somewhere where the catcher can catch it.
In the vicinity?
In the vicinity.
Yeah.
Get it there. Yeah. We're going to get you in tip-top shape. We're going to put you through a little mini training program.
Oh, that's
after
great.
After the show.
That's great.
And think it's going to be you're going to go in there feeling confident. You're not going to go in there feeling, I haven't thrown a baseball in a decade.
I know. That's how I feel right now.
Right. And
yeah.
We're going to get you through that little hump so you can walk in saying, oh, I warmed up earlier. I'm good to go.
So should be a great night for a baseball game if you want to head out to the Louisville Bats game, Slugger Field, taking on the Clippers. It's $4 tickets, $4 hot dogs, $2 popcorn.
Who knows? If you do, you know, toss a little slinger in there, maybe you could be like the backup.
No. That's not going to happen.
Well, just in case.
I'm a little rusty, Kelly.
Like, what if something happens? All the pitchers on the bats get, God forbid, like slightly injured
then
enough where they can't perform.
Then they're going to bring in the third baseman to do it.
They're going
to
say, like, you know what? Ben tossed out a nice one at the beginning of the game. Come on out, Ben
Davis.
I love how confident you are, but that is not going to happen.
I'm just saying, dream big.
Sure. You're right.
Dream big.
Manifest it.
Do you think they're going to get you a jersey?
No,
with the 997?
No, I've asked about that. I'd love a jersey.
Well, just again, could help out.
It could.
If they need to call you
that's right.
off the or out of your seat. They're not calling you off the bench because you're not on the bench. But they
should
call
I wear,
you out of the suite.
You know, since the Louisville Bats are a farm team for the Cincinnati Reds, I have a Cincinnati Reds jersey. I could wear that. And I could wear a Louisville Bats hat.
Okay. I do that. And then maybe they'll give you one to put on right before.
Okay. Anyways.
They're not offended by that, is it?
Would they be offended? I don't know. I mean, I see people in the stands all the time wearing, Cincinnati Reds stuff.
But if you go out to toss the first pitch, and then when you're wearing that, are you reminding all of them on the field,
This could be you.
This could be you. What's the etiquette there? I don't know.
Yesterday, we tested Kelly's dude knowledge. So today, we're testing my
lady knowledge.
Wow. Wow.
Lady knowledge. Lady knowledge.
We really went all out.
I'm telling you.
All out.
Nothing but the best here on the Ben and Kelly program. Five questions that are geared more towards our female listeners.
That ladies would probably know.
Okay. Question number one.
What is dermaplaning?
Dermaplaning.
Dermaplaning.
That's when you take and scrape stuff off your skin.
Specifically your face. Yes. Take a little scalpel thing. Okay. I'll give that to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Like
exfoliating, taking the little hairs.
All right.
Fuzz.
All right.
Off your face.
Do you do that?
I should do it more.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean.
Thank you for saying that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say yeah like that.
I just meant
I understood. I just meant I understood. I understood.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Number two, what's a money piece?
What's a money piece?
Why are you like, it's not, oh, what do you think it is? The look on your face, you're getting red.
Is it, is it slang for?
No.
Your vagina?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was wondering why you were going to ask me that question.
I am not going there.
Okay, all right.
Let me just set the precedent.
All right.
We're not going there.
Okay. What's a money piece?
What's a money piece?
Okay, well then that is the piece of lipstick or the lipstick that you have that is your shade. That
incorrect.
Is
incorrect.
Okay.
Incorrect. It's like a little highlighted fringe piece around your face.
A fringe piece around your face.
Kind of like highlighted
fringe
pieces around your face.
All right, we're testing me on
lady knowledge.
One and one. So far, money really?
You thought
that referenced
lady parts.
Lady parts. All right, so question three.
Okay.
One right, one wrong.
When you get your nails done.
Okay.
We're in the nail lane.
Okay.
What's the difference between gel and dip?
Oh. Dip lasts longer?
That's not what I was looking for.
Dip is when you dip your nail in some solution after you've painted them and it puts like a clear coat on and it lasts longer. Am I right?
Incorrect. What I'm looking for is gel needs UV LED light, and the dip powder is acrylic and is sealed with liquid.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not doing great.
You're not.
I'm not doing great. All right, two more
questions. Next question, what is waterline? What's waterline?
Kelly.
What?
Okay. That is another term in the makeup world, when you are trying to do like a thing on your eye, and then you create a water line on your eye using makeup, like a line, like a shaded line.
I can't really, you're in the right area of the face, but I can't really give that to you because it's actually the inner rim of the eyelid, the thin, moist skin located between the lash line and the eyeball.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is general woman knowledge?
This is general women knowledge. Yeah. Because it has to do with
All right. How many more questions do I have?
One more.
I only have one more in
lady knowledge.
Yeah.
Testing my.
What is threading?
Oh, okay. Threading is when you are like plucking your eyebrows. But it's you use thread and you rip it off and it's very painful.
You use thread.
You use thread to
take your eyebrows. Correct.
Is that right?
To take hair off and the shape eyebrows. We'll give you that one.
Yes!
Yes. It's a method for shaving your used thread to take
hair off. I got one
right! Shape eyebrows. Way to go. 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5!
In
Lady Knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely. I think what I'm getting out
give
of this.
Give me the crown. Give me the tiara.
Is the fact that you thought money piece referred to something else.
I don't know.
Megan says, I didn't even know what dermaplaning and money piece was, LOL, and I've been a lady for 34 years.
Elizabeth rolls in and says, I was today years old when I learned I know nothing about being a woman.
You gave her the deep questions.
Ben.
Those were hard questions.
Money piece.
Listen, your mind went to the same place mine did.
I had to go hard deep into the internet because most of the lady questions had to do with periods and lady parts and all the things. I was like, no, I'm staying out of that region. What other lady knowledge? I had to go far and wide in the internet to find those.
Well, I think we maybe all learned together, right? Right?
We did.
OMG.
Thank you so much for calling in and reaffirming our judgment in bits.
See, yeah. Love you, Ben.
All right, love you. Thanks. It's time for a set of the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Look, I don't know how many times we have to remind you that what you post on social media can and will get you into trouble. Mm-hmm. Kenny is our latest example. If you can manage to make it through the day without overcharging a customer, then bragging about it on TikTok, even if it's a joke, you're doing okay.
OMG.
Listen to what he did. Kenny is a car salesman in Racine, Wisconsin.
Okay.
He works for a Honda dealership, right?
Sure.
And so he gets on TikTok, and it's like the little, there's no words in it, it's just a text on the video, but it says, you look happier. And it's just him kind of smiling. And the words say, thanks, I just sold a single mom a car $10,000 over sticker.
What in the world? What kind of reaction did he think he was going to get?
Well, he was just hoping to, you know, get some clicks, right? Well, it spiraled.
Oh, yeah, I can
imagine. He says it was a bad joke.
Yeah.
He got fired.
Oh, well.
Because, even though the story is entirely made up, the online blowback from that was so great to the dealership.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
That they were like, yeah, man, we got to let you go.
Well, because then everyone is naturally going to think that dealership does that all the time. And I'm sure he was thinking, well, people think this all the time. This will be a really funny joke. I should just lean into that.
Right. He deleted the video.
Sure.
But he did post an apology.
I wanted to come out here and publicly apologize and take ownership and accountability for my actions. I offended a lot of people. I'm sorry. Okay. My account is based on satire. Everything that I post is nothing but a joke. I would never post actual true events. I want to apologize to the single mothers and just women in general. I'm a single parent myself. I know what that struggle is like, going to work, having to take care of the kids. Or I found it funny because it's unrealistic. The brand that I was once selling for, they don't do markups, especially not a $10,000 markup.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so then he's rolling in saying, nope, 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 you're not going to find that at my former employer.
Right, and
because
so.
Because I got fired.
He's just like, look, it was all a joke. It was all a joke.
I get it. And he thought, well, maybe, you know, my entire account is satire. Like, they're going to see.
Yeah, they're going to understand.
This is what I do. I'm a joke. But you don't ever joke about single moms.
But then also.
Especially charging them $10,000 more.
How often, if something comes up on your feed, you watch it, you go, you hit like. Or you just flip and scroll past it. How many people are actually clicking on the user and going, let's see what else they have?
Yeah, you're not investigating
No!
That. No.
No one does.
Well, and then, too, there are some really outlandish videos that you'll see that a million people have interacted with, watched, whatever. And if it's, I'll be like, no, come on, that can't be real. And then I'll start farming into the comments where people will be like, this is satire.
Yeah.
This is what they do.
Yeah.
And then you can figure
then
it
out. Then you can go, oh,
like,
okay.
Especially the most shocking ones when you were like, this can't be real. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Then you kind
of
go.
Most
of the time, you go into the comments and you figure that out. But
Kenny learned the hard way.
Kenny learned you cannot joke about things like that.
I mean, even if it was satire and even if it was a joke, it still is a good reminder that the things that you post on the internet,
yes,
can and will
bite you in the butt big time.
Yep.
But the thing is, too, there are so many people, he neglected to realize that so many people will just read that text and automatically make a snap judgment, or may go so far as to, where's this guy work? I'm going to make sure I never buy a car there.
Exactly.
Did you hear what they're doing? Did you see that video?
Stitch it, repost it.
All
exactly.
Things.
Yeah, for sure. So there you go. That's your side of the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without overcharging a customer and bragging about it on TikTok, even if it's all just a joke.
We
it's
don't
just
do that.
A joke.
There's zero markup. We make no money at this car dealership.
We make no money at my former car dealership.
That's all right.
That's your side of the bar story on 99.7 DJX. At Ben and Kelly Show is how you can get a hold of us social media wise. When did your social media get you into trouble? Or maybe worse, maybe when did it get you fired or someone you knew?
Like poor Kenny, who joked on social media that he overcharged a single mom by $10,000 at a car dealership.
And he was like, I was just joking.
That's when he learned not to joke about things.
Just joking.
Like that.
We're just joking. Jason said, I slid into my girl's DMs, thought I was being smooth, accidentally sent the message to my girlfriend instead. Oh,
he was sliding into a girl's DM.
A girl's DM. Yeah, not
my girl's. Not his girlfriend.
The relationship ended real fast.
Ooh. Yeah.
It sounds like, Jason, there's more than one instance of you accidentally doing that. It
sounds like you were sliding into many DMs.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And finally, your girlfriend was like, stop.
It's like, okay,
I'm out.
We're done.
Yeah. Michelle, I was young and playing the field.
You know what? I love it. I love it already, Michelle.
I tagged the wrong guy in a date night post. Spoiler, it was not my boyfriend. We are no longer together. Oopsies, LOL.
Michelle, so I was young and playing the field and had
a boyfriend.
You know what? I had a lot of guys showing interest in me. And
wait, how many had the label of your boyfriend?
Well, what, Michelle, did they have the same name? Because I could understand if you're tagging, hey, had a great night with Brad, and there were two Brads in your life,
oh,
and you just
it.
Tagged
Brad
the wrong
two,
one.
Not Brad one.
Dang it! That's funny. Oh, to be a girl who's popular.
Oh, wow. Amy, a few years ago, I was subtweeting about my annoying boss.
Oh.
Forgot she follows me. She liked it. Then emailed me a calendar invite for a quote chat. I was encouraged to find work that suits me better.
Oh, that doesn't sound like it ended well.
Oh, she got fired.
Or was like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and let you spread your wings.
Exactly. I think, you know what? This is beneath you. You need to go and
You've outgrown this position.
Yeah.
Amy?
We don't want to hold you back anymore.
Oh, I would hate to. Dave said, this isn't too crazy, but my buddies dared me to post a picture wearing my wife's bikini. Didn't realize her parents, a.k.a. my in-laws, followed me. Sunday dinner night was awkward.
No.
That's funny. Social media getting you into trouble.
Oh, gosh. Jennifer.
But how'd you look, Dave? How'd you look?
Probably.
Did you wear it well?
Rocking it. But now his in-laws are probably thinking, he's got a strange hobby.
Well, and he needs to probably shave a little bit.
Jennifer, I once had a coworker who posted a selfie at work, but didn't realize some confidential paperwork was clearly visible.
Oh, wow.
Oops. Big oops. She didn't get fired, but there were meetings. Isn't that the worst?
Yeah.
You've had to be in those meetings before.
Yeah, and the best is when you know it's because of you. And you're like, okay, there's now a policy here because of something that I did. But to be fair, there wasn't a sign.
I'm just so glad that you have had to take that for us.
Here's another one. You're welcome.
Here's
another one. Tim said, one time I complained about my terrible job on Twitter.
Oh my gosh, seriously, guys?
HR printed it out and taped it to my cubicle. I don't tweet.
Come on now. You know, how do you not think that even if it's not your boss or HR, somebody that knows where you work is going to see that and it could get back to them? How do you not?
Tiffany texted in, I caught my ex on peopleofwalmart.com with his girlfriend. They were making fun of her clothes.
Oh, gosh.
That is funny.
Oh, that's savage. That's savage.
We'll get to a couple more how social media got you in trouble or fired.
Sean, I liked one too many photos of my ex on Instagram at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up to a text from my current girlfriend. So, couldn't sleep? Like, I know what you were doing at 2 o'clock
wow.
in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good. That's a tough one to explain.
And then last one from Laura. She said, a few years ago, I was playing a game with my husband while he was away. I went into the open chat feature on the game, started flirting with my husband using his name and saying, hey, my husband isn't home. Want to come over? All that stuff. Flirty, flirty, flirty. Didn't realize there was another player in the game with the same name as my husband.
No, no.
He responded to me.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Wrong Brad.
Wrong Brad. No, Brad, I don't want you coming over. No, no.
Not you, Brad. Oh, gosh.
Hi. Yeah, yeah. All right. That's good stuff. Thank you for that.
Wowie wow.
It's 99.7 DJX. Let's get to a feel good. Every hour we give you feel good stories. Kelly Kay.
So a couple of women had driven over 100 miles from Sacramento to Santa Cruz, California. Mm. And when they stopped, they heard a kitten meowing.
Oh, no.
They couldn't find it anywhere inside the car. So they ended up taking it to a body shop. Amelia and Ellie were the women that were driving the car. Max is the mechanic who spent 7 hours searching for and freeing the kitten. Wow.
I just couldn't believe that this car drove 4 hours and there was this little kitten still alive in it.
And I said, oh my gosh, I hear it.
It just became kind of like this mission. After several hours of searching through this vehicle, lo and behold, was this amazing little kitten that came out crying like a banshee.
I just sat on the floor with her and fed her, and then she like hissed at me and then just laid her whole head into my hand and just laid there and was purring, and that was it.
So that wasn't their cat?
No.
Wow.
It was just like a stray cat, but Ellie ended up adopting her and naming it Rover because they were in a Aww. Range Rover. And yeah, it's amazing how it survived hours on the road in the heat and the exhaust and the high speed of the freeway for 4 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Insane. So now the cat's doing just fine. And it's got
found a little nook and hunkered in there.
Yep, just kind of crawled up in there at some point and just got lodged in there. But they had to use the scope that they use to look inside engines. And that's kind of how they figured out like where it was. But every time he tried to get close enough to grab her, the cat would like move further inside the car. And that's
typical cats.
It was really tricky and took 7 hours to get it out, but he didn't give up. And now little Rover has a home.
Oh, that's cute.
See the story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Maggie, our injury lawyers.
Hey, let's do some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Relationship question for the show, Ben and Kelly.
Okay.
How often do young people see each other when they date?
Young people.
And by young people, I mean 18 to 20 years old.
Okay, gotcha.
Is every day the norm?
Mm-hmm.
Is this codependency?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking for a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned my concern to this loved one who's literally attached to the hip with their girl every day, and they get defensive.
Mm.
Is this the norm, or am I just old? Thanks, Lisa.
Get off my lawn!
I mean, I feel like... Yeah, that feels normal.
I was going to say, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like,
they're infatuated. They can't get enough of each other right
now. Yeah, you're trying to figure out what this other person's all about, and you like them, and so you are trying to hang out with them. My wife and I've tried to put ourselves in that situation, especially with my older two daughters who are dating right now. Like, okay, what did we used to be their age? You know,
a long, long, long time ago.
We used to be their age. And so my daughters are 21. My wife was 20 when she started dating me.
Oh.
So like,
they could literally be dating their future
husbands
right now.
Right. So like we've been there, and so we try to like go back and go, okay.
Sorry if I just freaked out your daughter's boyfriends right now.
Yeah. Yeah, what it's funny, one of their boyfriends knows, well, I mean they both know that I work in radio, but one of them is kind of like a little bit more interested, like, what radio station does he work for?
Do they ever talk about you on the air?
And yeah, my daughter's like, yeah, whatever. No big deal. But yeah, so I think that's normal. I think so too. Yeah, I don't see any sort of.
Now, I would think differently. I think if they're much younger, and because, you know, you always maybe caution if they're super young teenagers to not like put all of your time and effort into like a boyfriend, girlfriend, because then you'll abandon all your friends.
Well,
and then that can be a little bit more devastating if there's a breakup. And then if you've ghosted all of your friends and then they're still salty about that, that can make school.
The only other thing I would say is, just watch and make sure that they're not pulling them away from their friends and family.
Exactly. Like, yeah, like, you don't want them to do the same thing. Even at that age, don't completely ghost everybody else in your life.
Which I will have to come back with a story about my friends saying that to me.
Oh.
All right. Interesting.
Okay. All right.
All right.
But yeah, I think as long as you just kind of warn them, like, hey, don't completely ditch everybody else in your life. Have a little balance.
Yeah. All right. 502-795-1997. Do you have anything to add? What's your story? We'd love to hear it. Group therapy. And then, yes, I will tell you what my friends told me, too.
Ben therapy.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I do this show, right? It's 997 DJX. All right, Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX. Obviously, she just got engaged. The engagement post on Instagram broke records on Instagram.
Of course it did.
But then there was obviously when news broke, a lot of people were talking about it, including 911 operators who were caught on a hot mic.
Taylor Swift is engaged.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I didn't look that close. 876, I'll be clear. You had an open mic there. That's great news about Taylor Swift.
Hey, you know you guys are being recorded still. Yeah, super excited about Taylor too, but you know, let's try to keep this business.
It's like, I love how he says hot mic.
No, that's great news about Taylor. Oh my God. Wow.
That's funny. That was funny.
Okay. You know what? Just so everyone's up on it.
Hot mic. But sidebar. Yeah, great
super
news.
Super happy for Taylor, too. Okay. Back to work, guys.
Back to work. that's funny.
Do you think there were some ORs? People were like in the middle of like 8-hour surgeries or something.
Like, did you hear?
And somebody kind of popped in, like a nurse popped in just to see how everyone doing okay. Hey, did you hear Taylor's engaged? Got a scalpel.
Really? Scalpel. Really? That's great.
Wow.
All right.
That's great.
That's great.
Is that on Instagram? Do you have that post? Can you show it to me?
Gauze. Okay, great.
Gauze. Oh, got a bleeder.
All right. Switching gears. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Group therapy. We were in the middle of Lisa. She was having kind of a moment because she's asking for a loved one if, now these young people between the age of 18 and 20, been together for 2.5 years, they spend every waking moment together. And she's like, is it too much?
Is it too much? Yes. I'm a little worried about it. And Trina says, too clingy. Mm. They should also be going out with friends, having a job or school responsibilities. I'd say maybe one day during the week, probably Saturday and Sunday activities are fine. Anything else is too clingy.
So I remember when I started dating my wife, my now wife, I had friends who were like, You're hanging out with her too much.
Really?
You're hanging out with her too much. I'm like,
so? Get out of here.
I'm like, so? I'm hanging with you now. What's the big deal? But yeah, I did get that from a friend of mine.
Well, that transition can be hard. Like, if you've got a tight-knit group of friends, and then you start like spending more time away with the girl.
Yeah, sorry, I can't play video games at 6 o'clock and, you know, at night on a whatever in your dorm room.
Because I got a lady.
I know. I gotta foster this relationship.
Another Lisa says, whew, when she asked, she was just old, I was worried that I had written in. But it's fine, fellow Lisa. Grab a glass of wine and chill.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I think as long as they do have balance, if they're not completely neglecting friendships, responsibilities, jobs, all the things.
If that person isn't pulling you away from your core, right. I think then, you know, that's fine.
Yes, and they should both be encouraging each other to still spend time with friends and family. And, you know, and maybe that's why Lisa's coming to us, because they don't do that, and they're not. And she's just concerned that they've made each other their worlds.
Yeah, Tori said, my husband and I started dating at 17. We saw each other every single day and just never stopped. We were in our 30s. And as long as friendships and responsibilities aren't being shirked, it's all good. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, yeah, so I think that's fine.
Yeah, Elizabeth says the too much crowd are jealous AF. I spend every waking moment with my fiance. I'm 32. We've been like this the whole time we've been together. All right, Elizabeth.
All right, good.
All right.
Catherine says, I'm old, and I think that's normal. All right. Catherine, you look good, though.
Yeah, you do.
You look good. All right, so hey.
As long as there's balance. Just make sure that you're encouraging that they still maintain balance of loved ones in their lives.
Think to yourself,
suffering.
Why are you thinking that they're spending too much time together? Is it something where you're just missing the old of like, when they were always around all the time, or what's the deal? So anyways, some good stuff to think about. Thank you for reaching out. That is group therapy.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, we're going to play Can't Beat Kelly.
OMG.
Yes, indeed. If you want to play, 502-795-1997. We are going to ask you five questions after we've already kicked Kelly out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Bring her back in. Ask her the same five questions. You get more right than Kelly, then yes, you beat Kelly!
And it has to be more. It can't be a tie.
Yeah. So 502-795-1997 if you want to play. We'll hook you up with tickets to comedian Gabriel Iglesias just for playing. But can you hold the crown?
Can you do it?
No one has been able to do it yet. That's coming up next on 99.7 EJX. It's time for a little Can't Beat Kelly.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's introduce you to Jolie calling us. Hi, Jolie.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
So, yeah, hello.
Do you hear she's a little trepidatious?
A little trepidatious, if you will. Yeah, Jolie is in the car with her mom, Christy, but she's got brown hair. Her mom drives a Ford, and Jolie's 5'6". So, hi, Jolie. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah? You excited?
Confident?
Yes.
Okay, good.
You know some pop culture things?
Yeah.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to kick Kelly out of the room here in a second, ask you five pop culture questions, bring Kelly back into the room, ask her the same five questions, okay? If you can get more correct answers than Kelly, then you win. If you get less or tie, then you cannot beat Kelly, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, good luck,
all right,
Jolie.
Say bye to Kelly. Say bye, Kelly. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's wait till she gets out of the room. Okay, she's out. There she is out in the hall. Here we go. Your questions, Jolie. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift got engaged this week. What is Taylor's middle name?
Allison.
Which music group did Camila Cabello get her start in?
No clue.
Okay. Which company just went through a rebrand that caused such a kerfuffle that they changed it back?
Crackle Barrel.
Okay. Former Tonight Show host Jay Leno is in the process of 3D printing a toilet seat for which celebrity?
I I don't know.
Okay. And then last question. Who is singer Gracie Abrams' famous dad?
I don't know his name, but he did Star Wars.
You don't know his name, but he did Star Wars. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a guess?
Oh, JJ.
Okay, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly! Come on in! All right, so Kelly is making her way in from outside. And
how'd we do?
All right. Jolie got three correct.
Oh, solid. I feel like that's solid.
That is pretty solid.
That's pretty solid.
Okay, are you ready, Kelly, for the same questions?
Hold on, let me get my ears in. Okay.
Get your ears in.
Okay.
All right, now, Jolie, hang tight. Let's ask Kelly the same questions. Kelly, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift got engaged this week. What is Taylor's...
Correct. True.
What is Taylor's middle name?
Allison.
Yes. You both got that right.
All right.
Which music group did Camila Cabello get her start in?
Fifth Harmony.
That is correct. Jolie did not get that right.
Oh, dang it.
Which comp...
That was poor, Tom.
That's tough.
Which company just went through a rebrand that caused such a kerfuffle that they changed it back?
Cracker Barrel. Welcome back, Uncle Herschel.
Cracker Barrel. Yes, you both got that right. Former Tonight Show host Jay Leno in the process of 3D printing a toilet seat for which celebrity?
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford from Star Wars, Jolie.
Han Solo. Han Solo's going to be sitting on a toilet seat made by Jay Leno. That's so great.
And then finally, who is singer Gracie Abrams' famous dad?
Director J.J. Abrams.
5 out of 5. You got it.
Oh, oh. Dang it, Jolie. Oh, I'm so
Jolie.
Sorry. I'm
Jolie.
So
listen.
Oh, Jolie.
Jolie, today
Jolie.
Wasn't your day.
Jolie.
No. Okay. Okay. Kelly. Listen, Jolie, hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a prize, okay? But
this is a solid performance.
But before we do that, I need for you to say, hi, my name is Jolie, and I cannot beat Kelly.
Hi, my name is Jolie, and I cannot beat Kelly.
Oh, but your hair is shiny and bouncy.
Shiny and bouncy.
And you hold your head high.
That's right. Have a great day at school, Jolie. Hang tight, okay?
You too.
Now,
oh,
okay. Yeah, I will.
Yes.
I will.
Hold all tight, right. Ben. Okay. Fist bump. Oh, what a great job, though. Aww. She did a great job.
5 out of 5. You're back.
Sorry. Sorry.
You yeah. didn't even. You weren't even going to let a kid get close, were you?
I didn't even hesitate when I gave all the right answers.
You were like, what, she's 13? She's about to learn! She's about to learn!
Respect your elders.
Respect your elders?
I don't know.
All right, there you are. Can't beat Kelly.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I should have let her win. I should have struggled. At least pretended I struggled a little bit.
Yeah, you should have been like, I don't know.
Ooh, I don't know if I know this one.
Let's get to a feel-good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
There is doorbell footage that's kind of going viral. I've seen it on a lot of different platforms of these teenagers trying to kick a door in.
Me.
Broad daylight. And I know you're thinking at first.
Hooligans.
That doesn't sound good.
No.
Well, it's not because the house is on fire.
Oh, yikes.
Gabriel and Carter were the teens who kind of saw the house was on fire, saw a truck in the driveway, didn't know if anyone was home, gathered some other neighbors, and they decided not to wait for fire trucks and try to kick the door in themselves.
Hey! Dad, your shoulder. Hey, keep going. There's a door in there. All right. Grab the door.
We don't know if there's somebody inside the house. That was definitely the scariest part.
So I just decided to just start kicking as hard as I could, like a movie. I don't think we were thinking what's going to happen to us. I don't think that even crossed our mind after we got out. I think it was like 30 seconds to a minute later, the rest of the house was gone.
Dang.
I mean, just in the nick of time, there were two dogs inside and they were kind of cowering in the laundry room in terror.
Yeah.
And so thank goodness they got him out just in the nick of time. 30 seconds later, again, the whole house up in flames.
Jeez.
So yeah, congratulations and kudos to them for taking action.
Right.
And,
right.
And not just kind of saying, oh, I hope someone is coming. I hope the fire trucks are on their way. Someone should help those people.
I recognize what you're doing.
Just
because just
saying,
one time...
Are you going to take action? Are you going to be one of those people that takes action, that calls 911 and hits send?
I did dial 911. I just didn't hit send when I saw a car on fire on the freeway one time.
That's fine. Probably someone else took
that's care of what
it.
I assumed.
It's probably fine.
And I went on with my life. And I say it to you one time, and you never let me forget it.
Well, there just seems to be examples popping up of how maybe
how other people have handled that situation.
You could save a life.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, just make sure that you see something like that. You hear a dog barking.
Okay.
You try to take action like those kids did. You can see the video.
Sure.
At WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
So let's throw it
back. Let's do it.
On 99.7 DJX.
And don't forget, you're listening for Enrique Iglesias in order to win tickets to...
Gabriel Iglesias. Not related.
Not related at all.
Amber gets the first one. She says, just play I Want You Back. NSYNC, please and thank you. NSYNC for life. Hashtag give USA. Hashtag NSYNC reunion tour. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, we'll kick off Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. It's a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Played back to back to back to back.
Kelby says, can we get Airplanes, B.O.B.?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one.
Fun fact, Hayley Williams.
Yeah.
Didn't see B.O.B. once during the recording of this song.
Have they met yet?
I think so at this point.
Okay.
Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 JX.
Well, I mean, that's Kelby's request.
Yeah.
Enrolls Kate, his wife.
Oh.
Good morning, Benjamin and Kelly.
Oh, Benjamin.
Can I get Smack That by Akon?
Oh, so polite.
And tell Kelby I want another baby. Please and thank you.
Wow. And she wants Smack That?
Oh, yeah, of course she does. That's sending a message, isn't it?
That is sending a very subtle message.
How
listen.
You doing?
She wants a new baby.
Kelby.
She wants a baby.
Attention, right. Kelby.
That's a subtle hint.
Hey, Kelby, report for duty.
Make sure that you are ready. You have your fluids, your electrolytes. You are ready to go.
Big things happening for Kelby and
Kate
tonight.
That's right. Listen, if the room is locked, just don't knock. Don't come in.
Here's
all right?
Mommy and Daddy have to have a really intense discussion. We have things to discuss.
There may be
tonight.
Yelling and there may be noise. Don't worry. Jen rolls in. Hey, looking for a little Zed for TBT this morning. What's Ben got? Hey, how about this banger?
Oh.
Sneaky banger. Remember with Alessia Cara, Stay.
Okay.
Throwback Thursday, DJX. That was a sneaky banger right
there. That was a sneaky banger.
Yeah.
It was.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Candace rolls in. I'm not saying that I stayed up until 4 o'clock in the morning with my boyfriend trading off playing throwback rap, but I might have. I just want to keep the vibe going.
Okay.
So how about some Notorious B.I.G.?
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Listen, we're not accusing Candace of staying up until 4 o'clock in the morning.
But sometimes we keep the party going.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Just know if you're Candace's employer, she might be a little tired today. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 JX.
So you know the special request that we had for Kelby and Kate?
Oh, it was Smack That Eminem.
Yeah,
and
she says, oh, I want another baby. Kate said, my mom texted me!
Hey. Our listener, the tattooed Mexican, texts in and says,
hola, hola, hola.
Hola, hola, hola. And then to keep this vibe going, once,
ODB.
All the pretty girls. All the pretty girls. Oh, this is a vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, there's still room on this bar.
More pretty girls.
We need more girls on the bar.
Yeah,
that's a good one too.
Good.
So far, you guys are doing good. Got to be honest. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. I don't know, I lost. lost it.
I did too.
Oh, hey, I got a call. Yeah?
Hanging tough. I get kids on the block.
Oh, hanging tough.
Good one.
You know what? I don't know.
Ben loves New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, I don't know if we have it anymore.
Oh, Ben loves it. He knows he's gonna. He knows
that,
we have it.
That might have gotten accidentally deleted from our system.
We actually have it. We do have
that
it.
That might have.
We have it.
That might have.
We're gonna play it.
Enjoy hanging.
I don't think this is it. This is.
Oh, I just typed hanging into the thing, and this is what came up. So sorry.
Is this Lifehouse? Is this Lifehouse?
Hang on.
This is
it started out.
Jason,
listen,
request?
It started as a joke, but now I kind of want to hear it a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Amber texts in, starting solid. Don't flop it, Ben.
Oh.
All right, fine. I'll give you a little bit of this.
Oh yes, sir.
All you.
Yes, I mean, no disrespect to Lifehouse. Lovely band.
I'm sure they're doing great now.
We were just in the mood for this one.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So Throwback Thursday, bunch of songs you haven't heard back to back to back. No one knows the dance anymore, Kelly.
Oh,
Throwback
yes,
Thursday, 99.70 JX. Okay.
We're rough.
We're rough.
Yes.
They just
so
don't.
Hard, right?
They just don't.
Jet.
Write lyrics like that anymore. My God.
Iconic.
Throwback Thursday here on 99.70 JX. Stabby Sarah rolls in and says, hey, how about a little poker face Lady Gaga, which is something I definitely do not have. If I'm thinking something, my face will tell you.
Oh, okay. She is very transparent.
Oh, she doesn't have a poker face.
She has a very transparent
face.
Wow,
I was... Okay, never mind. My mind wandered, and that's what got me into trouble. All right, it's Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Hey, this is Kate's mom. She knows I listen to the show every week.
Are we just spreading family gossip at this point?
Absolutely. Well, Kelby had a request.
We're using
this behemoth of a radio station
to literally spread family dirt.
Yes, and then Kate wanted to hear a conspec that, and also to tell Kelby she wanted another baby. And then Kate's mom heard it. She was like, OMG.
Does Kate's mom know that she wants to have another baby?
Well, now she does.
Okay.
And I'm writing back, congratulations,
congrats,
Grandma. Again.
For Sarah, we got you. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Look, I'm not going to necessarily say there are any bad requests. But Rhonda said, I want to hear 4 minutes by Madonna and Justin Timberlake. And I'm going to say that's a bad request.
Wow.
That was a terrible song. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I forgot it even exists.
Everybody did, Rhonda. Everybody did.
Oh, Rhonda. But you still look amazing.
But
today.
The good news is there's more room on the bar for more women and shots. Bar Louisville. Baby Bash. Who's in? Who's with me? All right. Throwback Thursday. Remember, you're listening for...
Enrique Iglesias for Gabriel Iglesias tickets. No relation.
Yeah, that was a marketing error from our marketing department, thinking they were the same person.
This is a perfect fit for TBT. I love this music.
I love this music. So great. All right, Ashley rolls in. Hey, how about some Kesha for my other daughter? That's too cool to want her name said on the radio. No, I get that. Also, Kesha for someone else. And I can't get the name right now because I lost it.
Oh.
I mean, we get a lot of texts, and so sometimes they just get bumped down.
Trying to scroll down.
Yeah. But anyways, enjoy. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.70 JX. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Brad rolls in. Hey, Ben and Kelly, longtime texter, first time listener. Hey, welcome. Welcome, Brad.
Wait a second. Brad, the love physician, has been texting, but just never listened.
Never actually listened. You know what? Welcome to the show, Brad. We welcome anybody. Man, this was a good song.
It was a great song.
Throwback Thursday.
Listen, I don't
99.70 JX.
I don't know whether to feel triggered or
wait,
honored.
Triggered? triggered?
Favorite Brad wants crash test dummies for me.
Oh, because you just continued to get in accident after accident after
People
accident?
Keep hitting me in my car. Three times this year, in fact.
Well, the only song that Crash Test Dummies had was the...
Once there was this girl who...
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Well, we don't have it, so sorry.
Dang it!
Yeah.
Oh, favorite Brad!
Sorry, but... Throwback Thursday.
Would you dance?
Yes.
If I asked you to dance.
Oh, wow.
This really kills
would
the vibe.
Oh, that's a little, I'm so sorry.
And never look back.
Would you?
Wait. How would you cry? How of a catalog does Enrique
if you saw me crying.
Shh.
Would you save my soul
tonight?
Would you tremble?
Yes.
If I touched your lips.
Lips.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight.
Hey, Leslie.
Hi.
Hi.
You're a winner.
Yay, thank you.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. So, obviously, we're playing Enrique Iglesias, and you're winning Gabriel Iglesias tickets.
Yes.
Because our marketing department thought they were the same person.
I hope, is someone getting him the message? Like, should he come out to Enrique Iglesias music? Like, they should play that as his walk-on music.
Do you think?
They should. Someone get him the message.
Okay.
We have to somehow let his people know that's been our thing for 2 weeks.
Hey, by the way, Gabriel Iglesias, I have a signed piece of butt art that's right next to Kelly K.
Yes.
Leslie.
Also send him a picture awesome. Reminding him of it. That.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. We, and I don't know if you've ever used parts of your body as a paintbrush. But
haven't gone there.
Okay. I'm just telling you that speaking from experience, sometimes you can create priceless artifacts and works of art.
It looks just like me.
Yeah. I created
with a butterfly
self-portrait of like Kelly K.
Forth by a lake.
Using my tush, we'll say, as my paintbrush. And Gabriel Iglesias signed it.
This is back in 2009.
Yeah.
It's a relic.
Impressive. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Leslie.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Don't ask how we put the little stars.
Oh, yeah.
And how I made Kelly's eyeballs.
There are certain parts.
just don't ask.
Keep those quiet.
Yeah, just don't ask. It's all good.
I think I stepped out of the room. At some point.
I think you had to because it would have been an HR violation had you stayed
indeed.
In the room.
Yes, indeed.
All right, sorry. Leslie, we are meandering here. And the point is that you're a big winner, and we just appreciate you being a part of the show. And do you want to shout out anybody while you've got the floor?
Actually, these tickets are for my husband, Ryan. So.
Hey! 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 Do you also want to tell Ryan you want another baby? That seems to be a
we
theme.
We are pregnant.
Oh, wow! My God! Hey, Ryan!
No, then it's, hey, I can't get any more pregnant.
There you go.
Giddy up. That's right. That's right, Leslie.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, hey, congrats, Leslie.
And we hope your mom was listening, too.
Yes.
Because we have that going on for us this morning
great.
As well.
That's fantastic. All right. Perfect. Leslie, I'm going to put you on hold a quick sec, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool.
This is awesome.
Yeah,
this
I love
is
it.
And we didn't even get to Tish's J Lo.
No, we don't get to
speaking
any.
Speaking of songs that no one remembers. Oh, dang it. Oh, man.
All right. That, my friends, is what Throwback Thursday is all about.
That was a lot.
Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 on 99.7 DJX. Thursday. Let's get to a couple clickbait headlines real quick. Okay?
Okay.
So we dive into these. So you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe see them come across your feed.
And you just scroll on. But we do not.
We do not. And that's where we land. So chocolate tastes even better if you listen to this song.
I'm clicking anything that has to do with chocolate.
Yeah. And especially if it's going to heighten and make your experience
enhance
with chocolate.
Enhance my chocolate experience, yes.
Yeah, even better. We clicked on it. And I guess there's a researcher at the University of Bristol that created a song. So it's not like listening to NSYNC or Sabrina Carpenter.
It's not an existing song.
Right, or Post Malone or
they
anything like that.
They created one that makes chocolate taste better?
They created a song that supposedly makes chocolate taste even better when listening to it. And it's called Sweetest Melody. So imagine yourself eating chocolate and how good it will taste. Hang on, the beat is going to drop here in a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Just not yet.
Is David Archuleta going to start singing?
Oh my gosh, this does sound like a David Archuleta song from American Idol like 15 years ago.
Such a sweet, sweet boy.
There it is. There. And the beat drop in.
So there's no lyrics like,
no.
Ooh, I love this chocolate. This chocolate tastes so good.
Is that the lyrics that you would put to
maybe,
this?
If it's a song created for eating chocolate. Ooh, don't you want that chocolate? Break off a piece of that smooth chocolate.
Yeah, there you go.
Something like that?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So yeah, chocolate tastes even better
it's
when you
nice
listen
melody.
To Sweetest Melody, apparently.
Can we download that on YouTube?
I mean, it's on YouTube, yeah.
Okay.
So you can get it on YouTube
if you
want.
All right, well, next time I decide to partake in like some sort of chocolatey goodness.
Yeah.
I'll pull it up on YouTube and put that to the test.
See if it enhances it. And then another clickbait headline. Want to break a world record? Guinness says try this.
Ooh, that sounds like a challenge.
It does.
We have tried to break Guinness World Records before involving Capri Sun.
Capri Sun and how fast you could suck.
And I just didn't suck hard enough.
No.
Or fast enough.
No, Kelly did not do that. And so therefore we did not break the record.
Unsuccessful.
What was it like? 4 seconds.
It was insane.
And you did it in like 14 seconds or something.
Probably 16.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Yeah, you're just a bad sucker, and that's no fault of you.
Well,
it's just,
or I just like to take my time.
Okay. That can be good too. Anyways, clicked on it.
Yeah.
Guinness World Records celebrated their 70th birthday, so they shared a bunch of records that no one has actually attempted yet.
70 records no one's attempted yet.
So we're talking most high fives in 30 seconds. So honestly,
we could literally set this.
Yes, but as we're saying it, you know people are doing this.
Okay.
As soon as Guinness released this, people are like thinking the same thing.
Done and done.
Yeah, done and done. Most high fives in 30 seconds. Fastest time to make a burrito.
No, can't do that.
Longest air guitar marathon.
I don't think I want to do that.
Most whoopee cushions sat on in 1 minute by a team of two.
We could probably do that.
Some are very just specific.
The ones that require longevity, like the longest.
Marathon.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to sign up for anything that's going to require that much of my time. But 30 seconds, I can invest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like we could try the most high fives.
Most high fives in 30 seconds.
Yeah. Now, do you have to jump? You don't have to jump, right? You can just stand up in the air and just.
Yeah, I would imagine. But you would have to find some sort of rhythm.
Right. But we have to do like a double high five.
Oh, maybe.
Alternate. I think that then you can get the most.
So anyways, there you go. There's a couple clickbait headlines for you.
All right.
On 99.7 EJX. A little quick setting the bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without letting a streaming device roast you in front of your family, then you're doing okay.
What is happening
now? This is kind of funny. Matt Leinart, he was a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback for the University of Southern California, USC.
Okay.
He also was an analyst for, you know, sports and things like that. He's had a pretty good football career. Well, one of his sons asked Alexa about his dad.
Alexa, who's Matt Leinart?
Matt Leinart was a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback at USC and a top 10 NFL draft pick.
Okay, so far so good.
So good. That sounds like good things.
What? But his pro career didn't amount to much.
Really?
Oh, yikes.
Oh.
Oh, this is rough.
Oh, dang.
His pro career didn't amount to much.
Oh, how in the world did they get that added?
You know, Alexa just searches the internet for, you know, keywords scans quickly, you know, the articles. So I'm assuming that there at least was one article that said Matt Leinart's career in the NFL didn't amount to much.
Oh, that's so savage.
right in front of your son, it's like, well, oh well.
Savage.
I know.
I feel so bad.
I didn't sign up for Alexa to roast me this morning.
Yeah.
You
know what? They should filter out Alexa. Like when you come across something that's not so nice, let's just not say it out loud. Alexa didn't get taught. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything.
No, Alexa just spits out the facts. That's all based on the internet. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So there you go. That's a little setting the bar story. On 99.7 DJX, yes. Obviously, the biggest news this week was Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce getting engaged. Their Instagram post set a record for Instagram, announcing their engagement. And, you know, everybody, it was kind of funny. Everybody was like, oh, you know what? We're probably never going to find the details out of their engagement.
And
you
then
know, and that's
Kelce
okay.
rolls in and yeah. says, I got it all. What you want to know?
He's like, what you want?
What you want to know?
What you want?
Happened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, this is what happened.
For months.
Which I thought was funny.
Travis asked Scott Swift for permission.
I love
Taylor's
that.
Dad did
I love
it the
that.
Right way. Yeah. All the things. He's like, when are you going to announce it? And he yeah. said, whenever Taylor says so. So he's already... He knows Taylor's calling the shots.
So when news broke, obviously everybody was abuzz. People were talking about it and things like that.
Yes.
Including 911 dispatchers.
Taylor Swift is engaged.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Senator, you got an open mic.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look that close.
876, I'll be clear. You had an open mic there. That's great news about Taylor Swift.
I'm equally as excited, but let's not talk about that here.
By the way,
on the recorded line,
hot mic, and we are happy for Taylor too.
But maybe we save this for the break room.
Yeah,
and the headset's off.
That was from Ingham County dispatchers there, and yeah, so they were talking about. The Taylor clip, and it was funny. Someone else had texted in and said that she works at the school that her daughter goes to, and found out a way to basically pull her daughter aside in the middle of school and be like, psst, Taylor Swift just got engaged to Travis Kelce.
Oh,
so it's like how you're getting that information to the others is kind of funny.
That's kind of fantastic.
Yeah. So yeah. Broke the internet there.
Look
congrats. Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. And thanks to Ed Kelce for giving us the details.
Bless his heart. Give him some more wine.
Right.
Talk more.
Exactly. It's 99.7 DJX. You know, someone asked the internet what the most useless jobs are that people have and are paid for.
Oh, that's a little savage.
Yeah, especially on Labor Day.
Yeah.
But, you know, nonetheless, taking some shots.
All right.
We'll say influencing and reaction videos are the top two.
Sure. Absolutely. 100%. I think we all agree with that.
Yeah. So, you know, influencers, obviously anybody online who calls himself an influencer. Sure. But then it's the people who also make a lot of money just reacting to other people's videos.
I mean, don't hate the player, hate the game. And I think that's what they're doing. They're like, you know what? I'm not going to call that. Even though you can make some serious coin, I'm not calling it a legitimate job.
Yeah.
You can't make me.
Right. Right. So, all right. What else? What are we missing here?
Yeah, I don't think that's it. I think that's it.
Tonight is Alpha Media Day at the Bats, 99.7 DJX. Yep.
Start stretching because our training starts here in just a few minutes.
Okay, Columbus Clippers are in town and the Bats are taking them on Slugger Field. So hopefully we can high-five each other tonight before I take the mound for the first pitch. And I'm sure
Ben's
I'm going to be...
in the spotlight all by himself tonight. Yes.
No, I'm not. Because I'm sure there's going to be plenty of other people doing first pitches because that's what they do. They don't just allow one person to
it's
do
not
a first
just
pitch.
About you?
Yeah, it's going to be me and probably some kid who got straight A's on their homework assignment and then a bachelor party or something like that.
Okay, you make sure you're last. So, yeah. That's cute, you guys. Now for the main attraction.
Thanks. So yeah, that's
the real star.
So hopefully,
up on my mouth.
Hopefully, I'll be able to see you and say hey to you tonight.
Is someone getting video?
Yeah.
Like I need someone on the field with you getting like that.
Well, we'll figure that out.
I don't need it from the suite. Like, don't let Steve get video.
Our boss?
From the yes.
He doesn't do that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't need that kind of coverage from the suite. I need someone on the field with you.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Up close and personal so we can put that up on the YouTubes. Hit subscribe.
There you go. Okay. All right, so hopefully we see you tonight. Otherwise, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.